You want the peas in the pot, oh, that's right. I think.
When you take beans out of the pot, if you wanted just to eat just the little beans and not, say, green beans, not the outside, you might call that what? Doing what to the beans?
Snapping them?
Uh-huh, or taking the green part off altogether and just leaving it.
Shelling.
Okay. And some different kinds of beans.
Well, there's green beans, and then there's the yellow bean.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lima beans. And pinto beans. There's a lot of different kind of beans.
Okay.
Pinto beans that. And...
And what are string beans?
String beans are the green beans that we eat.
Mm-hmm.
And snap and cook in the fat meat that we were talking about a while ago.
Okay, good like that. And what are greens? Some different kinds
greens,
of greens?
Greens, that's the young leaf of the turnip that you plant.
Mm-hmm.
And the greens, the leaves come up and you eat them before they get large.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it turnip salad in the South.
Oh, is that the same? What's poke salad? Poke stick?
It's made out of the poke leaves, just like that.
And if you had one head of lettuce and someone gave you two more, you'd say, I have three
heads of lettuce.
Okay. And on the outside covering on an ear of corn is called?
Shuck.
Okay. And what's the husk? Is that a husk, a corn husk? Well, that.
I guess that's the husk too, if you want to call it. The husk is the little covering of the little corn seed itself.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. it, because you get popcorn
cotton
too. And what kind of corn would you call the corn that's served on a cob?
Corn on the cob.
Okay. And the thing that grows out when corn's still growing on the stalk, it's got this thing that comes out of
the tassel.
The okay, and then... what's the silk?
The silk is the little covering of silk fibers that is inside the shuck,
mm-hmm.
between the corn itself and the outside shuck to keep it from getting harmed or torn.
And what is the great big round orange vegetable that you make jack-o'-lanterns out of?
Pumpkins.
Okay, and this is like it looks like a small pumpkin or maybe even looks like a gourd, but
cantaloupe.
You eat it. Well, they're different. It doesn't really look like a pumpkin as much as a cantaloupe does. It looks...
squash?
Yeah, that's it. what are some different things for names for cantaloupes?
Muskmelon is one.
Okay, and what does that look like, a muskmelon?
I think they're larger. It's my idea of a muskmelon. It's a variety of cantaloupe that is larger than there's a Rocky Ford cantaloupe that comes from Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
There's a town out there named Rocky Ford where they don't do anything but raise.
Grow
the cantaloupes, and they're perfectly delicious. That's this little rough cantaloupe with a green stripe between
mm-hmm.
the edges, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite. And what are things that they're little vegetables and they grow? Sometimes you put them on stakes. They grow like an umbrella does. They have
mushrooms.
Okay. And what do you have? Any does toadstool mean anything different to you from mushrooms?
Yes, the mushroom is not poisonous. The toadstool is poisonous.
Okay.
You have to be very careful in your selection.
Uh huh. Okay.